No matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Language and writing were made available.
He'll teach you everything.
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, I'm John. This is John Helps You Write Better. I want to tell you about a thing I literally just watched. Like I saw it. And then I came here and turned the microphone on and started recording. So I was sitting there eating a salad, just hanging out. And I was watching a YouTube channel of a woman who's reviewing or talking about romance novels, particularly this one. I'm not going to shit on the particular romance novel. I don't know the book. I don't know the author. I don't know the particulars of that. But I was watching this lady review this book. And it's a very popular thing on YouTube to watch and see and everything. And the book wasn't very good. The book was not very good at all. There were really some errors that were super fixable, like the difference between peak and peak, P-E-E-K, P-E-A-K, and P-I-Q-U-E, really fundamental, like that's the wrong word for the situation kind of stuff, but also stuff like comma placement and how to use quotation marks and when to talk and when not to have dialogue and where do the adverbs go and fundamental writing structure stuff that should have been caught. But there were also narrative issues. Things were unexplained, badly unexplained. Why did this work this way? How did this work that way? Why was it mentioned like this but then changed two chapters later? It was just sort of poorly crafted. And this is not me complaining about the book. Again, don't know the book. Just I watched this lady have a response to it. And I thought to myself, well, the problem really is editing, right? People don't want to edit, or they don't want to hire an editor, and they don't want to like spend the money. They don't want any delay between them making their book and them book going out and becoming popular because of TikTok or virality or anything like that. So however we can speed that up so that we can get to the successful part is certainly something they're wanting and willing to do, but it comes at the price of, you know, better quality work. A better crafted story is always going to do better in the long run. It might take a little longer, but you will be better off for having, you know, fewer errors and having a more sensible story to build a greater foundation for your series if your series is where you're looking to go. What I want to talk about today is the two kinds of editing that would have really helped this book. But let's be really clear here. I'm talking about human beings doing a job, not software, not AI, not just a button press in Microsoft Word or, you know, the rough idea of squiggles as applied in some writing software or something. I mean an actual person you are employing to do a job. One of the benefits to having a person do it is that it's a person. They can give you a human response as opposed to software, which is just going to apply sort of blanket, one-size-fits-all, not nuanced understandings of things and just sort of tell you, here are the rules, follow the rules, and do the thing, even if peak, and peak are all three words that can be spelled correctly. But knowing which peak, and peak to use when your interest is peaked or when you took a peak or you reached the peak of a mountain, that's something worth considering. And employing a human to do that job, to do any of these two jobs, is easy. It's just going to take you some time and it's just going to cost you some money. And I think too many people are lazy and cheap, or they're afraid of the response they'll get, because asking for help is simple when the stakes are low, but when the stakes matter, oh my God, asking for help becomes impossible. You need a copy editor. You need a copy editor. Peak, and peak, knowing that your quotation marks should close, knowing that you don't need four exclamation points in a sentence, knowing that, you know, you don't have to structure a thing in a certain way. You don't want to hyphenate after an L-Y word. things like that are easily fixed. They're easily found. They're easily read through and simple to fix. They're time consuming. Copy editing work, a kind of editing I can do, but choose to not do a lot of outside of a few coaching situations for people on an hour by hour basis. But copy editing is critical. That's helping your story look the way a story should look on the page so that the reader has the easiest time getting immersed in it. A copy editor, it's simple. It should cost you somewhere in the neighborhood of a few hundred dollars or less. I don't know. It depends on how big your thing is, but it's a straightforward job. Copy editing is most commonly the kind of editing you see when people say, I'm an editor on social media or whatever, because the deeper kinds of editing is hard and it's more time consuming and it's a lot more technical and it's bigger and messier. The other kind of editing is developmental editing. That's the editing I do. That's the stuff that takes the story apart and asks questions like, what's going on in the scene? Who's this person talking? How does this pronoun work? What's the plot? How is this thing getting explained? How does this work? Who's the bad guy? Why is that person the bad guy? Is it supposed to be a sex scene? Let's talk about a sex scene. How do we write a sex scene? It takes the story apart in its pieces and then tries to make each piece work better so that when you reassemble it, the whole of the story works better. Now, I was watching this YouTube video with this lady talking about this fantasy book or this dark fantasy romance book. And it was sexy and there was a werewolf and there was a wizard or a magic user or something. And they were bad guys and they were good. Like it was weird. And it was very sort of like generic to some degree because one character was really tall and the other character was really small. And the, of course the sex was the best sex to ever sex. And all the orgasms were thunderous and nobody, you know, they said the word clitoris, but they always talked about it as her nub, you know, all those boring, dull, we've seen it a billion times before things that you can do better than. Like if you get someone to come in and go, okay, look here, we're going to talk about this kind of scene. Hey, we're going to talk about this kind of writing. And you take your time and you invest in your craft, you will make better books going forward. It's sort of like when you go to the gym and you want to get into shape, you get a trainer to help accelerate your learning curve and help you learn the basics better so that your technique on your own down the road is more sound. You don't have to do this yourself. You don't have to go through this by yourself. You don't have to skip this step because it's expensive. Developmental editing is expensive. It will run you a few hundred up to $1,000. That's a lot of money, maybe more than $1,000, depending on how big your book is, depending on how much you need. One of the reasons why I charge by the hour for coaching, and we can do a chapter by chapter on an hour by hour basis, is to mitigate some of that cost, to help you see like where your problems are at and what to work on and how to fix them. That's why I do what I do the way I do it, to help you. Because if you don't want to hire me and just go, here, John, here's my book, help me fix it, we can work one-on-one and you can learn how to make a better book. That way you can go make book 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever, better. It's worth the money. But people skip these editing steps because it costs money, because it takes time, because it seems complicated. And I think one of the underappreciated elements here is if you hire an editor and the book has problems, you'll be upset. You have not prepared yourself entirely for the idea of human response. You know that people, consumers, might reject the book. And you know one-star ratings or whatever are a thing, and that's bad, and you know people feel bad about that. But let me make this clear. If you go take those extra steps to get an editor, at least a copy editor, please, at least that. If you go the extra steps to care about your work and care about what you want to do, not just rush it out the door because, oh my God, I want to be published. I want to be published. I want to be an author. But to genuinely care and invest in yourself and believe in yourself enough that you will put your money where your career is and pay for services that will help and assist you, as opposed to just sort of writing a book and throwing it out there and just, you know, putting your hands behind your head and putting your feet up on the desk and hoping the money truck backs up to your door. Like if you really give a shit, if you really care, and I will go so far as to say, this is what demarcates, this is that line between, I was in this just for the money and I don't give a shit about quality, versus I care and want to do this better and better every time I do it, then you need an editor. You need a writing coach. You need somebody to come in and say, hey, let's help you do this job better. At least a copy editor, because some of these problems are annoyingly simple to fix. And don't rely on bullshit like Grammarly or AI Grammar or the little color coding in Hemingway to catch, I'm making air quotes, problems, because there's no nuance applied there. And you need a human in this process to give you a human response, because the readers will be humans. Please, if you take nothing else away from the last 10-ish minutes, you need an editor. Go get one. If you want me, awesome. Head over to johnhelpsyourwritebetter.com. It'll take care of you. If you need somebody else, go find one. Go find one you can afford. Go find one with a payment plan. But seriously, put your money where your talent is. Put your money where you want your career to go, and it will make a huge difference down the road. Give that some thought, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.